Welcome to Childhood Trash, a dumpster dive into our childhood nostalgia. I'm your host, Pia LaPlaca, joined by my co-host,
Maggie Keating.
Maggie, what did we just watch?
We just finished watching Hocus Pocus.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. My favorite movie.
I know.
One of my favorite movies.
Yes. This has been a long time coming.
Yes. And for our special Halloween episode, Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Every holiday, we gotta do something
every
a little
holiday,
silly.
We have to be a little extra silly.
A little silly.
So, we need to look a little bit more appropriate
festive.
And more festive.
Okay.
So I went to Dollar Tree.
Oh, thank God. Oh.
Yeah. And I have a few things.
The last time I had one of those balloons on camera, I kept waving it around and bonking the camera away.
I know. And I've given you the same power
I'm so
again.
Excited.
I
haven't seen anything that she has bought, by the way.
It's so. Not that much, because there wasn't that much there.
Yeah.
But I got you this hat.
Wait, why is it on a stick?
It's on a stick. Don't worry about
okay.
it. But
okay.
But
okay.
In my hair.
Okay, wait.
Did that kind of work?
It did kind of work.
Okay, wow. Awesome. And then there we go. These ones as well.
Okay. I'll do one on each side.
Yeah. Okay, so now we have pumpkins, uh-huh. And we have hats, and we have balloons, and then we have one last thing. We have fake mustache.
We did it! Wait, I want to match you. I want to have one of these.
Mine are-
Wait, let's put on the fake mustache.
Yes, so we have fake mustaches. What's really funny is that I bought these, and then the next day, kids at my work were wearing fake mustaches, and I was like, where did you get fake mustaches? And I was like, one of the other teachers bought fake mustaches today. What shape do you want?
I think I want him.
That one?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go this one.
Yeah, it's like the classic mustache.
Oh!
Why do they feel like that?
Yeah, they're like little that. Like, oh my god, there's glitter all over my hands.
Yeah, that's why I put them in a different bag.
Did that work? So that's what we have. That's okay, so we're talking about Hocus Pocus today. Obviously, if you haven't seen Hocus Pocus...
Did we even say that?
Yeah, we did.
We did? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Hocus Pocus, the basic premise is there are witches, and they come back on Halloween, and we gotta get rid of them, because they'll eat your children.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they want to stay young forever.
That's also true.
The gimmick of it is, though, how do they come back to life?
Oh, the lighting of the candle
specifically
by a certain virgin.
By a virgin,
yeah.
Which they're really, really obsessed
with. They really
with.
Hit that nail on the head.
Yeah, lots of virgin references.
Lots of virginity references, of course. I was gonna say, do you want to start there? Why are they obsessed with virginity?
Yeah, we could start there.
Yeah.
Or should we work our way to that one?
I mean, that was like gonna be my thesis.
Okay. So we'll come back to
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay. Amazing. So. I don't know. I'm gonna kind of go in order of the movie as mm-hmm. best as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop touching this mustache.
I know.
I noticed that. Oh, it's in my mouth. No! Okay. One thing I want to talk about is Allison's mm-hmm. themed costume party that she leaves.
Right. What was the theme?
No, just, like, how do you feel about, like, a themed costume party for Halloween?
No, I don't like that.
No?
No. Because, like, everybody spends so much time planning their costumes, their, like, original costumes. And if you make it a theme, that's not as fun.
Mm. I kind of like it.
Mm.
I kind of like everyone being so cohesive. It's kind of like a giant group costume.
Yes. So then what would your themed party be?
I don't know. It would have to be, like, a decade or something, right?
Mm, a decade is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like that could be any party. Any party could be a decade's party.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But isn't that what the... Isn't Allison's party, like, a...
Oh, is that what it is?
1800s party?
Yeah, that's true.
So...
I don't know. I disagree.
What did you just do to your mustache?
Well, it was, like... It's not big enough for the width of my mouth. Yeah. And it, like, curls around the side, so it's kind of, like, getting in my mouth a little bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how do we feel about Allison? I feel she's the unsung hero of this movie.
Allison is the little one? I don't remember their names.
There's Danny.
Danny.
Who's the little sister.
Yeah.
Max is the brother.
Yeah.
And Allison is the girl.
I love her.
Yeah.
I like her. I don't know, actually. Do I like her? I'm not sure. I have mixed opinions, I feel.
Okay, where's that coming from?
I just feel like a lot of all the girl characters in this are kind of like, boobs! Girl! Do you know what I mean? Girl! Haha.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just spitballing. Could be. I can't take you seriously with this fucking mustache. This is insane.
I actually really like the girl characters. I feel like Allison is like, I feel like she's like comes up with a lot of the good ideas to like get rid of the witches. That's
true. I could have just been reading into it too much.
Yeah. And I like, and obviously there's like a lot of, I feel like there's a good like range of like personalities for like the sisters and like everyone. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's good.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I could be persuaded.
Okay,
I agree.
Cool.
Yeah.
Have you seen Thora Birch in anything else?
The little girl?
Yeah.
The little one? No. I don't think so.
Okay. She's in a movie called Ghost World with Scarlett Johansson, and they're both, like, 13.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's weird.
And I've never seen it, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, I haven't either. But, like, I feel like a lot of the, like, younger actors from this movie didn't do anything, really.
Yeah,
I don't know what that's about. I think the guy that plays Billy does a lot of sort of, like, character work like that.
The only one I know is that, the cat is voiced by Jason Marsden.
Oh, really?
Is that his name?
But then he doesn't have the same voice as Binks?
Wait, hold on. No, he doesn't have the same voice.
What? That would be so weird.
They don't have the same voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? No, I noticed that the accent kept switching back
Jason
and forth.
Jason Marsden. I'm right.
Okay. What else is he in?
Okay, so he is like a big voice actor guy. Mm-hmm. And he was in the Goofy movie. Mm-hmm. And he was also on Boy Meets World for like a few episodes.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I haven't seen the Goofy movie in a really long time.
Ugh, me neither. But I remember it being super good.
Yeah, it's a classic.
My, like, I'm just, like, sweaty.
Uh-huh. Oh, you gotta keep it. You have to keep it.
Okay. What else?
I don't even know.
Have you seen the sequel?
I got maybe halfway through and I decided it was terrible and I couldn't finish
it. Thank you! Oh yeah. My god, thank you. I feel like people are so split on whether or not they like the sequel.
Yeah.
And I hated it.
I'm just sick of the whole sequel remake nonsense that all these people are doing.
Like, you're just not a sequel person in general?
Unless it's like a really good one, like Top Gun, Maverick.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
Interesting.
For the most part.
Interesting. I just feel like, do you know the whole story about the sequel? I know too much about
this.
No,
I don't.
Okay, so there was a book that came out for the 25th anniversary of Hocus Pocus, and it was a novelization of the movie in half of it, and then the second half was a sequel,
really?
But in a book.
Really?
And it was about Allison and Max's daughter. And she was, I guess, relighting the candle and getting her friends together and da-da-da-da. And it was so cute. And then they made that movie.
Like, I don't even really remember what happens in that movie.
It's just like there's a bunch of black flame candles and, like, I feel like they're kind of, like, the girls that light them are, like, also kind of witches themselves.
Hmm.
And it's just like, is
do you have to give it up?
Struggling.
You have to give it up.
No, I don't want to.
Don't give it up yet.
I can't.
No.
But I just feel it on my face.
I feel it on your face.
Yeah.
I like how this makes my teeth look.
You know, like when.
Like a cop, it's like a cop mustache and it like goes down over his mouth so it looks like it's his top lip.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. And then his teeth look super straight.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. complete.
It's like a pore strip.
Ow.
Does it hurt?
Uh-huh.
Wait, are we quitting?
No, no, I'm just moving it further down on my, okay, my mouth so it can, like, really cover my top lip. There we go.
This is, like, in my eye.
There we go. That's better.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, yeah, in conclusion, the sequel's really, really bad.
Really bad.
And
that's a cute idea, though. Like, the daughter.
It was, like, really cute, and yeah, it was queer, and mm-hmm, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it.
And they went ahead and ruined it.
They went ahead and made a completely different movie.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get Kenny frickin' Ortega.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not up on the lore about this, so that's insane to
they
me.
They literally didn't contact anyone from the original, like...
Except the sisters, right?
Except the sisters. And they... Thora Birch was supposed to, like, make... Like, do, like, one scene or something, and then she got busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't contact anyone else from the first movie.
That's interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Is it the same, like... Is it the same writer? I'm assuming
I
not.
I think it... I'm trying to remember. I wrote an essay about it.
Did you actually? Like, for fun?
I did, like, a video essay about it.
Oh. I believe that. Wait, yeah. Hold on. Let's find out.
It's, like, not sticking anymore.
No.
Because do I just have, like, a really sweaty upper lip?
Perhaps.
Yeah. That sounds like me.
Focus. Two. Anna Fletcher? Who the F is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like the same people at all.
Yeah.
Strange.
Whatever. So fucked up.
Yeah.
So fucked up. And then they're gonna do a third one, and I'm
are
like,
they actually?
Yeah, they're doing a third one, and it's just like, I'm so...
Enough
is I'm
enough.
So sad, because this is my favorite movie.
Yeah, don't go ruining it with,
like, what are you doing? Unless,
sequels.
Like, unless they actually, like, try to fix the problems with second movie.
Second one, yeah.
Then I'm like, I don't want to see more of this crap.
I know, like, I'm never going to rewatch that second one.
Yeah.
I'm never going to watch it, probably, period.
But, yeah.
You know.
So. I feel that.
I just feel like, okay, did we talk about the virginity thing?
No.
Did we decide
We said
to,
we would get back to
okay,
it.
Okay, let's come back to it, because I feel like...
Your mustache is, like, coming off.
No. This way?
No, the fuzz is coming off.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Have to let it be. It's like tickling my nose a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, the virginity thing.
I think
would like
it's
to
so
hear
crazy.
Your thesis.
Okay, so no, I just like think about it a lot because it's something in the sequel that they like made sure to mention, like, oh, it was weird that we like talked so much about virginity last time. Because they literally make a joke in the sequel where the guy's telling the story of the Sandersons and telling the story of Max and Danny. He's like, saying, da 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 da, there's a virgin with the black flame candle, and the kids are like, what's virginity? And he's like, you may not need to talk about that right now. It's something outdated in the whatever. It was like so weird.
I hate Disney Channel.
Yeah.
What? It's just weird that the first one would be, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like Disney would never have done something like that even a few, like, few years later.
Yeah.
You know?
It's really funny. Because, like, what do you mean?
Yeah, like, why?
What do you mean, virginity?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's a concept.
It's a concept. But I guess, like, not to be crazy, but a lot of this is, like, obviously rooted in Christianity.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, like, the devil equals bad, so that must be, you know, virgin equals good, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. But then it's like, well, then how would a virgin be able to bring back the bad thing? If that, like, shouldn't that be given to the non-virgin? I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't really know.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Interesting,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Yeah, I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But that they can't yeah. do that with this movie.
No.
Obviously.
It's so silly. I mean, it's honestly so silly. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
like, there are little jokes, like, where, like, the cop is like, hey, are you a virgin? Like, that's so funny.
I love the cop.
Like,
the fake cop.
The
I think
fake
he's
cop,
so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like, oh.
I know, same. For the bit, though.
I know, it's so funny.
It's so funny. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like,
I just think it's more funny now.
It's
like,
just a
it's
camp
like
we, movie.
It's yeah.
yeah.
I think it's weird, and it probably is like hard for like kids now to like understand
yeah.
that. And yeah. like,
for some reason, I didn't watch this movie when I was a kid.
I didn't watch this when I was a kid either.
Really? Yeah. I knew about it, and I was just uninterested. I was more into, like, Halloween Town, you know?
Yeah, I, didn't know about it, mm-hmm. but, I didn't watch it until I was in middle school.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, this is everything to me.
I don't even think I watched it. I think the first time I watched it was definitely in high school.
Yeah.
At least, yeah. Maybe even college.
Interesting.
I don't really remember, but,
Is my mustache on the right way? Be honest.
I think so.
Should it be upside the other way?
I don't know.
I don't think it should.
Okay. Be honest. It needs to be more handlebar-y, you know? Yeah. I feel like it's not...
You got a good one.
I know. I got, like, the...
Yeah. You got a good, like, shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bonk.
Sorry. Yeah. It's funny. Virginity's funny, haha, what a concept. I'm like, why are they asking, like, are oh, no. They're asking this child.
They must be
child,
14 or 15.
This child, if he's had bathroom sex.
Yeah, I know, like what? Like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know why that's so normalized. There's a lot of weird, like, sexual innuendos in this movie.
It is, yeah. Which I think it's super, like,
it's just campy.
Yeah.
To, like, watching it now, you're kind of like, well, like, why? But it's just, like, funny, and that's kind of, I guess that's stuff that goes over kids' heads for the most part.
It really is. Like, I feel like, even though I didn't watch it as a kid, I watched it as, like, a tween. I feel like I, like, every time I watch it, I, like, pick up on something else. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're like...
That I'm like, wait, how did I miss that
all these years?
No, literally, when we were watching it and you were like, oh, she's definitely drinking whiskey, mm-hmm. I was like, in my mind this whole time, it's been Coca-Cola.
It's been apple juice. It's just,
like, yeah.
Yeah. Smoking a cigarette and holding the glass at the same time. Obviously, yeah. It's whiskey.
No. Like, that never occurred to me.
I know.
So, I think it's funny. And I think that's what's kind of good about, even though it's, like, kind of a cringe to, like, have, like, so many, like, sexual innuendos and stuff. But, like, I think it's honestly, like, what makes this movie, like, what has, like, it has such a, like, a lasting power because, like, it is, like, good for kids and also for adults.
Yeah, that's very true. It's, like, a good, goofy, like, lighthearted watch.
Yeah.
I watched it with my dad the other day. Like, we kind of just needed to watch something chill. And we were like, let's just put on Hocus Pocus. And then he fell asleep. So, aww, it must be chill.
That's so cute.
Yeah. But, yeah, this is, like, it's just a good comfort movie.
Yeah.
It's your favorite, like, ever.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
You know.
That's true.
That's so true.
Wait,
I have a question. Yes. But do you want to, because it's off topic, do you want to finish your thought?
No, I didn't have it.
Okay.
I was going to change the topic.
Okay. My question is, would you prefer to have Binks as a cat or Salem as a cat?
Okay, so what's funny is I watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch before I watched Hocus Pocus.
Mm-hmm.
Because I watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch, like, when I was, like, a toddler.
Yeah.
I was watching
it. Was on Teen Nick? What was it on?
I think it was on, or Nick,
something like that.
Nick at Night. Maybe. Mm-hmm. And so I would always watch that. So I love Salem, but I don't know. I feel like Salem is my vibe, though.
Salem is your vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. But I just love Thackeray Binks. I love him.
I know. I like the name Binks. I think it's, like, cute. I just want to pull up a picture of Salem because I love him.
I think...
I would pick Salem. Personally.
I feel like you would get pissed off with Salem.
I know, but he's so funny. Salem cat. He's so, like, sarcastic, and I feel like that would also be me as a cat.
I love him as a ghost.
The ghost picture.
So funny.
Oh my god, it's actually the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. He's so cute, and I love his puppet. I think his puppet is adorable.
Yeah.
Salem's little, like, oh my god, Hilda really likes this balloon.
Oh my goodness.
It's probably my fault for, like, bonking it on her head a bunch of times.
Yeah.
You're so freaking cute! Oh my god! I wish they could see. They being the two people that watch our YouTube channel. One day we'll make it big.
Okay, so this is one of... Okay, because this is one of my favorite movies and I feel like I talk about it a lot, mm-hmm. it's, like, hard for me to, like, know what to talk about. But, one reason why this is one of my favorite movies mm-hmm. is because of the sibling dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
I love a brother-sister relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just, like, me having an older brother, but I love them. I love Danny and Max so much.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're, like, literally everything to me. And I just love a little sibling like moment because they're the main characters of the movie. Yes. It's not like about the romance or anything.
That's very true. It's about the siblings.
It's about the siblings.
That's true. I agree. I think they're very cute together. I like the little like Danny. So like, she's like,
she's so sassy.
Yeah. If Sophie in Halloween Town had progressed more as a character, that's who I would imagine her to be.
That's funny.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of the romance, though, do you think we got enough?
Okay, I think, like, I used to think it was not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or no. Wait. What do I think now?
Twirling my mustache.
Yeah, I think I used to think it wasn't enough. Like, when I was, like a teenager. Mm-hmm. Being like, come on, why don't they kiss?
Yeah.
But I think, like, I've come to appreciate that it's not about them.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not about them.
It's not about them. It is not about them.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, if... their romance is kind of, like, X-Hex vibes, you know?
Yes! Oh, my God. One of my favorite fucking stupid-ass books.
Stupid books.
I love that stupid book!
This is good, stupid.
I love that stupid book! Oh my God.
I found, like, pictures I'd taken of some of the quotes in that book that I sent to you, and they were just so atrocious.
I love that stupid
book. It's a really goofy...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's just got, like, that... Like, if they were to, like, do more of the romance, I feel like it would have that sort of vibe. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I think they could have done... Oh. Mm. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
What? No, it's coming off, and that's why I keep touching it.
Yeah, you gotta...
I think... What if they did a sequel?
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretend the sequel didn't happen.
Yeah.
What if they did a sequel following... Anyway. If they did a sequel that was following Allison and Max in their college years,
ooh,
and they had to deal with a different spooky entity, that could be your ex-hex.
Yeah. I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
I like when there's a different, like... Because, like, magic exists in this world, so what other magic is there?
Yeah.
Are there good witches?
Yeah.
When they're, like, using the salt, one of the Sanderson sisters calls Allison a white witch.
Yeah.
Which means, like, a good witch, pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, well. Well, well, well.
Yeah.
Other magic exists.
Hilda, could you not do that?
Have you...
Okay, what was I saying? So I was pitching you my sequel.
I don't know. Yeah, your sequel where they're fighting a different entity.
Yeah. In college.
Okay, so have you been to Salem?
Yeah.
Yes. And did you see any of the filming locations?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Oh, but of course.
Where are... Like, are they close to the, like, center of town area?
Yeah. They're, like, all off on, like, side streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Because I did a tour of Salem. Not a Hocus Pocus theme tour, which they do have, which I think is silly.
Yeah.
But it was a normal tour, and it, like, went to, like, a bunch of the filming locations.
Oh, very cool.
So, like, we walked around. It was
the town hall I've been to.
Town hall.
Because that's right in the center.
Yeah.
But do you like Salem? Have you ever been during October?
No.
Okay.
Because I would never do that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. No. I went, for my birthday, for my 21st birthday, and that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't go back in October.
No. I think it's, okay, so the only times I've been have been in October.
Oh my God.
And on, like, Saturdays or something, but I feel like it can be fun / worth it. If you are prepared for the long day, like, wear comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
If you go, like, if you plan the trip a couple weeks in advance and then, like, make reservations for dinner, book a tour, and, like, one other activity that you have during the day, so you're not just, like, wandering around Essex Street, which is super overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would say if you're gonna go to Salem during October.
Okay.
And take a silly picture with the Frankenstein guy, because I like him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Little travel advice.
I know.
Little.
I don't know. I like Salem. It's fun. Yeah. I went to the Seven Gables house, which was cool.
That is cool.
But, nah, I don't know. Yeah. I've not done, like, a Hocus Pocus tour, because I feel like some of it was just, like, out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hard to get around there.
Yeep. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about how this movie has aged? I mean, we talked about the virginity thing.
Yeah.
But, like, in terms of, like, visually.
Visually? Okay. Yeah. I tend to be the kind of person that doesn't get bothered by bad visuals or, like, bad effects in movies that I know are from, you know, especially with kids' movies, but movies that I know are from the past.
Yeah.
I just, like, I feel like I can look past that for the most part, unless it's, like, really goofy. But, like, even if it is really goofy, sometimes that just adds to the charm of it. Mostly. Yeah, okay, well, actually, that movie sucked for every reason. But, like, I think of, like, the old Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
And those are, like, those are totally fine to me. I think it's just, like, it captured a different time in art.
Yeah.
And now we're, like, more progressed. So, I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, cute, if anything.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be kitschy and, like, you're not really supposed... It's campy.
Yeah.
It's just supposed to be campy.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, I really like them because, and I think that they did a really good job because they used a lot of, like, practical effects.
Yeah, definitely.
And, like that just, like, doesn't, like, it a doesn't practical effect doesn't age anymore. Badly.
Yeah.
Like they were, like, on, like, you know, they were attached to ropes when they were flying and they were, like, you know, like, doing stuff like that. So it's, like.
Yeah, that's true. The flying, I think.
Wait, you got fuzz on your nose.
Oh, I could feel it too. You got mustache fuzz. I got a mustache fuzz. Okay. Yeah. The flying, I think, has come a long way.
Yeah.
Even since. Okay, so since this movie, which was what? Early? 1993. Late 90s? It was 1993.
1993? Oh. Don't you remember when she says
that? Oh, I didn't know. That's like the. I thought they said it a little bit in the past. Wait.
No,
that's
crazy. The year came out.
Wow.
That's why they ADR'd that.
Wow. Oh.
That's why she says it's so funky. She goes, 1993.
That's smart.
Yeah.
The more you know. But, okay, so 1993. And then the first Harry Potter movie is
2001.
And I feel like the flying in that movie is, like, really good.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it in a while. But they kind of figured it out for the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
I feel. So for me, I think that was kind of the part that aged the worst, just because I could, like, tell that it, like, they were going too slow for the wind to be blowing their hair that quickly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that part kind of tripped me out a little bit.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then, I don't know, I think Billy is so funny.
Yeah.
I like Billy as a character that he's been, like, waiting to cut his stitches off so he can, like, call her a bunch of bad names.
Yeah.
I think that's really funny. It's a good bit.
I love that so the actor held moths in his mouth.
Are you serious?
So that he could cut them open and they could cough them out. Yeah.
Ugh.
Is that crazy?
That is insane.
Yeah.
I would freak. I hate moths. I hate moths. They're so gross.
That's why you went, when that happened.
They're so gross. Like, ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Billy. He comes a long way. You know, he has such a, like, a character arc. You know? He's got character development.
Halfway through this movie, I, like, stopped being able to compute what they were saying for a little bit.
No, but I think that...
Because it's, like, mumbo jumbo.
It is. Like, it's not even, like, our... Like, it's not us. It's not us.
It's you. Not me. Like, yeah.
It's not, like, it's, like, they are literally, like, just saying sounds. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just, like,
they're like bah!
Making up words.
I know, yeah, they're just making up words, and it gets a little confusing.
Yeah.
I felt like the accents and what they, like, knew about wasn't very consistent from, like, timeline to timeline, if you know what I mean. Like, when she's, like, when Winifred is flying by the car, and she's, like, license and registration.
That is so true. I think about that all the time.
It's like, what?
I think about that all the time because did they have license? Maybe they have had a horse and carriage.
No, that's so licenses. Dumb though. Like, that can't possibly be true. So I just feel like, okay, like, if we're gonna commit to the bit, like, let's commit to the bit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, let's
you know, let's make her say it. It was a funny joke, and she delivers it really well, but it still just, like, takes me out.
I agree. Ugh. Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about how stupid that was.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. I do, like, the whole sequence where they're in, like, Gary Marshall's house is so good, because, like, they're just so, like, they don't know anything.
Yeah. See, that's like, really fun. And then they go and ruin it all. Yeah. But when they're driving by the car, it's, like, it's, like, really funny when they think that he's really the devil.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that's so fucking funny.
And it's really in line with their characters, too, because they're really stupid.
Yeah.
The whole time.
They are.
I love how Winifred is just as stupid as the other two, which she pretends not to be.
No, 100%.
Like, I think that's really funny.
No, 100%.
I also like that the main baddie is a ginger, so.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so, if you were Sanderson's sister,
who would I be? Yeah, I think I would be Winifred.
Yeah?
Just, like, I don't know. I don't really feel like the other two are have much personality. Like, they have a lot of personality, but they don't have a lot going on. So, like,
yeah,
I just feel like she, like, it's either, one is either slut, the other one's dumb, and then the middle one is, like, more human being adjacent.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I feel like it has to be her.
Okay.
Like, that's who I could probably relate to the most. Sorry. It's funny, though. It's not like, seriously, like, bad, but, like, that's just kind of how I, like...
Yeah.
Okay, what about you?
Well...
Were you gonna say...
Which one were you gonna say? Slut. Dumb.
Sorry.
What I was gonna say depended on what you were gonna say.
Okay.
But... I was gonna say Sarah.
Mm-hmm. No, that was the, like, other option.
Why?
Well, nobody wants to be the other one whose name
Mary.
Mary. Nobody wants to be Mary.
Yeah, that's true.
She just, like...
I love her, though. I think she's funny.
No, she is funny, but, like, a little... Okay. You gave me some helpful context when I asked why she was barking so much. And it was that in the, like, special features or something.
Yeah,
apparently
she's
part...
Bloodhound.
Bloodhound.
Wait, but, I'll look this up. It's a real thing.
But here's how I feel about this. So, they didn't include that in the movie anywhere. You had to, like, go looking for that lore. So, anybody that just sees this movie... Like, it's, like, kind of a character... Is this crazy? Is... You know what I'm gonna say?
No.
Like, I feel like she's like a caricature of somebody that has, like, special needs.
Oh, shit.
Like, every time I, like, she, like, I don't know, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's, like, a little, like, if they had just included the dog thing in the beginning, I would have been like, oh, but that's the only way I've ever viewed her.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Huh.
Did I just blow your mind?
You did just blow my mind.
I don't know.
Oh, I hope they didn't mean to do that.
I don't think they meant to do that, but, like, it kind of comes across that way without talking about the Doberman thing. Or, wait, the Bloodhound. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not Doberman. I don't know why I was thinking Doberman. But then I started thinking, well, if she's part Doberman, then her mom is the witch, right?
Yeah.
So then,
I think this is a universe where only
women
are witches.
Which, lit. But then why do they all have the same last name?
Well.
Mm-hmm. If they all have different dads.
Maybe they have their mother's last name.
That would be lit if they did. I hope that's,
maybe,
hope that's the case.
You know, maybe they do.
In the 1600s, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like...
Did you make this up?
I swear to God I didn't.
You might have made this up.
I swear to God I didn't.
She does bark.
No, she does.
She definitely barks. So there's that. But it's just like when I thought that Adam Hicks was going to be in Brokeback Mountain, the musical.
No, this is a real thing I witnessed with my eyes. I watched I have the DVD. This mustache is so...
Okay, let's do a mustache.
Literally, that came off so easy. It was barely on my face.
Ugh.
Oh my goodness. Wasn't that funny?
Yes!
Sorry. I was rubbing my nose when I said that. That's like...
Isn't
that's
that so funny?
Yeah. Amazing.
Wow.
So.
Anyway. Yeah, so those are all the little things that I think about when I'm watching this movie.
Damn.
I just feel like I'm always like, well, actually.
So do you think Sarah is a child molester?
Yes. Yeah. I'm glad we're addressing this. Because
I think in a 2024 conversation about Hocus Pocus, we need to talk about Sarah's behavior around children.
Her name is Sarah in this movie.
Sarah Sanderson.
Huh. But her real name is Sarah.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes, I would say that.
Yeah.
I would say that
she's too creepy not to be.
She keeps, like, grabbing at the kids and...
And she's of like... Course,
like, her power is that she attracts children.
Yeah.
But she's, like, the slutty one. So yeah. It's like, what the heck? She's, like, the only one that like, has a, like, corset on.
Yeah.
So you're like, what the fuck?
But it's, like, it's all part of the bit. I don't know.
No, it is all part of the bit.
I don't know. I'm not gonna roast the shit out of them for that. The only thing is the other girl being... That's the only thing I'm kind of, like...
Yeah.
Did we...
Oh, wait, do you know why that is?
Wait, no.
Didn't she get, like... Am I making this up again, too?
Well, I don't know. Wait, tell me.
Wait, this is... Okay, this is either the reason her lip is like that in... That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. I was scratching my face to be like, I'm, you know, thinking. Oh, okay. But, no, I meant that her character being a caricature of somebody with, like, special needs.
Gotcha.
But is her lip really like that in real life?
No.
It's not.
It's like a character choice.
Okay, interesting. So why is it...
Okay, so this is either the reason it's like that for the first movie, mm-hmm. or this is the reason that it's the other side in the second movie,
uh-huh.
and she's like, because, like, she got hit with something.
And then her face just went,
what?
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll accept that explanation.
That's definitely not in this one.
No.
But I'll accept that explanation.
Okay.
Yikes.
Okay. So, okay. Mm-hmm. If we're talking more about Sarah's power,
mm-hmm.
what is the age range of children?
I know. Okay. Some of those kids looked like they had to be 25. Did you see, like, there was this one guy walking towards the screen?
Yeah, yeah.
He, like, was very obviously older than
all
of the rest of them.
Yeah, and they were all in their little PJs
and then there's, like, this one, like, I don't know. There was, like, so many times in this where I was like, wait, why didn't they just do this and blah, 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 blah?
Yeah.
But, like, also, at the same time, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I feel like the plot isn't, like, you just kind of are there for the fun.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be, like, a solid...
Yeah.
sequence of events.
Gotcha.
I do like in the middle when there's, like, the fake they completed, like, got rid of them thing.
Yeah. I kind of hate that part because it makes me so happy, and then mm-hmm. I go, wait, but there's 20 more minutes left in the movie.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that part is cute, like, when they're all in the same room and, like, sleeping and stuff. It's cute.
It's so cute. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're like, Pia, don't put too much logic into this movie. this is the stuff I think about.
No. Well, it's now I'm putting a lot of logic into it, so it's fine.
Is Sarah Jessica Parker better as Carrie or Sarah?
Carrie. She was born to play that role. It's the greatest thing she'll ever do. Like, seriously.
Have you seen The Family Stone?
What is The Family Stone? Why are you watching all these, like, weird Sarah Jessica Parker movies? My God.
Have you not seen The Family Stone?
No, what is that?
Oh, it's one of my favorite Christmas movies.
Oh, I'm not a huge Christmas movie watcher. I feel like
I know. But maybe you would like it because it's just about, like, a dysfunctional family.
Yeah. I get enough of that in my own life.
Well,
it's like that in Marriage Story I'll never watch.
Maybe. No, I... Anyway, I can't.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Just pulling your thumb.
Is that saying?
Nope.
Nope. What is it?
Pulling your leg.
Pulling your... I don't know. Maybe I was just looking at your thumb. I don't really know. Oh, that's too funny.
Sorry.
Anyway, Family Stone, her best role.
Okay.
Let me just say.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, she's the best.
Yeah. How do you feel about Max? How do you feel about Max versus... Are you more team Max or team Thackeray Banks?
You see, it's like, it's hard because I feel like the first time I watched this, I got confused because I thought they were the same person. But like, they're not. They just look kind of similar. I don't really know.
The little blonde kid and the...
Thackeray Banks?
Yeah.
With the ponytail? I feel like he kind of looks like Max a little.
Okay. Okay, so you thought the cat and the blonde kid were the same person.
Wait,
I mean, you thought the cat and the... Sorry. And the tie-dye shirt person.
Well, just, like played by the same actor. I thought they were going to be doing, like, a family... You know what I mean? When they do that? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait, that would be interesting. Right? Wouldn't that be kind
of interesting?
Wait. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I thought it was going.
Oh, I kind of like that.
I know, yeah.
Did you just make this movie better?
No, maybe, but no, I don't think so, because, that kid died, obviously, but I don't know, maybe he had more siblings or something.
Yeah.
Or his parents had more kids, but, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of, that was kind of what I thought was happening, maybe, like, the first time I watched this.
Yeah.
And I was just confused.
You thought they were doing a Return to Halloween Town.
Yes, I did think that.
Thought they were pulling a Return to Halloween Town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I'm probably more Team Max, just because, like, we know him better. Are you Thackeray?
No, I'm Team Max. I love Max.
I love Max, too. He's really funny.
Max is kind of everything to
me. He's kind of perfect.
He is kind of perfect.
The way he handles those bullies, oh my god, they're so funny.
Yeah.
Maybe you should learn to breathe with your mouth closed. Like, it's so good. He's so good. He's such, like, an accent, too.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. The way he, like, he has, like, a certain way of saying things.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Was that good?
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I feel like he's such a good protagonist. Mm-hmm. Like, he's very clever.
Yeah, he's clever, and he's kind of a doofus.
Yeah.
He's kind of a jerk, but he's also, like, where you're rooting for him.
Yeah.
But you're like, why are you being so mean to your little sister, you little bitch?
Yeah.
But then he cleans up his act.
So yeah.
He is a good protagonist. I agree.
He's a really good protagonist.
He's got, like, a Harry Potter-esque, like,
he
attitude.
Does kind of, like, feel... It's almost, dare I say...
Mm.
Like the Chamber of Secrets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. You're right. The more I think about that.
Yeah?
That makes sense.
Yeah?
My God. Winifred Sanderson is Voldemort. There you go.
Wait.
This came out before the first Harry Potter book, didn't it?
I
think the first Harry Potter book came out in 1999.
That might be right. That sounds
I
right.
I feel like that's right. That and then they made right. the movie pretty recently after.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Wait.
If that's true. Crazy if true. Like.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't want to give J.K. Rowling any credit.
Yeah.
Because maybe,
I think she copied Hocus Pocus.
I think she copied Hocus Pocus.
Yeah. No, genuinely.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
She copied Kenny Ortega.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not yeah. Sure. Guys, at the end of the day, we owe everything to Kenny Ortega.
I know. I don't know why I just checked my watch. I don't have a watch on. Overall, like, this movie's just like a camp festival. The bullies are, like, straight out of an 80s movie.
They're so silly.
They're so
They even
funny.
Say tubular.
Yeah. The parents are, like,
oh,
such, like,
oh my
clowns.
Gosh. I genuinely didn't. Like, I don't even know if this makes sense, but, like, every time I would watch the, like, Halloween scene until recently, or, I'm sorry, they're all on Halloween, the Halloween party scene, the Halloween party scene, I never, like, recognized the parents as the parents from the first scene.
Mm-hmm.
They, to me, look completely
really?
Fucking different.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, that's funny. That's a weird thing that we've done in our head. I was gonna say, I think that the dad has a really good moment, like, when Max goes in to tell him, like, something's wrong, and, like, he's, like, he thinks he's joking at first, but then he's, like, what happened? Like, he snaps out of it. I thought that was, like, a good actor moment. Good for that guy. I don't know, I just believed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just was, like, damn, he's scared. Like,
concerned parent.
Concerned parent.
Yeah.
He ate that. Yeah.
I think this... It's interesting to me, now I'm just thinking about, like, this movie doesn't have, like, a lot of, like, oh, here's, like, the good, like, adult figure mm-hmm. who, like, guides them
That's
on their
true.
Way.
That's true.
Or anything. It's really interesting.
I think some of the best, like, I don't know, I always like when the kids are left to their own devices a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially in, like, I don't need to know all this shit about the parents, you know? Like, I feel like it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So why include it? So I appreciate that. It's not really about family. If Max was related to Banks, mm-hmm. then I would want to know more about the family line.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, if I was in the writer's room, that's what I would do. So.
Let's get Maggie and me into the writer's room.
We've been saying this about everything we watch. Like, yeah. I swear to God, I could write it 100 times better.
Yeah.
It makes me excited about my future, so.
Yay! Obsessed with that.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite moments that we haven't talked about yet?
Some of my favorite moments. Oh, we haven't talked about the scene where Max gives Allison his phone number.
Wait, I was just gonna say
that. Yeah, exactly. It's such a good one.
It's such a good scene.
It's such a good one.
It's immediate, cute. Like, confidence and just, like, giving the number. Yeah.
And she looks just like young Keira Knightley. Like,
Yeah,
like, they just, like, they're cute.
They're a cute couple.
I love the, like, they spend all that time together and then they just are, like, flirting after everything. Yeah. I think it's so cute. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we needed the sequel with them.
I know, that's
okay. So what it makes me so mad about the sequel is they don't understand that the heart of Hocus Pocus are the kids.
Yeah,
it's not about the witches.
About the yeah,
it's literally not about the witches.
Wait, you're right. You're so right. You need to call Disney up. Like, you need to have a chat with them.
Am I right or
no? You're right. You're definitely
right. It's literally not about the witches. And then the second movie was all about the witches, and you're like, who the fuck cares?
I don't care about the witches.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's not my business.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree. You nailed it.
Thank you so much.
Proud of you. Yeah.
Thank you. I think about this too much.
Too much. That's okay.
Too much. That's especially okay. This time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. That's how I am about, like, Halloween Town, I think.
Yeah.
I think about Halloween Town a lot.
Yeah.
And how special and perfect it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I get it. Yeah. Okay. So, what's your rating? Do we still do that?
Yeah.
How do you feel about this movie, Pia?
Oh my god. This is so nostalgic.
Yeah.
It makes me so warm and cozy, warm and fuzzy when I watch it. Mm-hmm. It just makes me, like, so happy. Like, genuinely, like, this is the movie I've probably seen the most amount of times.
That's lit.
Like, out of every movie.
No, everyone has one of those, I feel. Like, that's a good one.
This is, like, a movie I put on, like, after I have a panic attack.
Yeah, like this is, like, because I know it and I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. That's how I feel about Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that movie. Yeah. Agree. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's obviously nostalgic. This is, like, a classic.
Classic.
I feel like this is a classic that, like, our generation knows, but also, like, our parents know because it was so popular when we were little kids.
Yeah.
So that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, but final question.
Okay.
I know the answer to this. Okay. Are you Halloween Town or Hocus Pocus?
I am Halloween Town.
Yeah. That's what I suspected.
If I could live in Halloween Town, in the first Halloween Town.
Yeah.
Like, my life would be perfect.
Yeah.
Like, that is, like, just, I just think it's so clever. I just love the, like, magic system.
Yeah.
And, like, how the worlds are, like, separated by portal. I love a fucking portal. Yeah. Okay, what can I say?
I love a portal.
Yeah. Twitches eats every
Twitches.
Portal.
Twitches! Oh, I haven't watched Twitches 2 yet.
Yeah, I have to watch Twitches 2.
Oh, I love Twitches 2.
Yeah, it's a classic. Like, I just love the magic and the whimsy of Halloween Town.
Yeah.
But if, you know, like, I feel like if the events of Hocus Pocus happened to me too, like, I feel like that is also, like, fun.
Yeah.
But Halloween Town, I feel like there's so much more to know.
Yeah.
It's such a vast world. That's my answer. What's your answer?
Well...
And justify it.
Okay. Mine is... I'm more Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
Hocus Pocus feels... I don't know. There's things I love about both. Like, because, like...
No, of course.
I really love, like, the, like... Grandmother-granddaughter
relationship. Grandma Aggie is so perfect.
In Halloween Town. Yeah. That's, like, my favorite part of Halloween Town.
Yeah.
But my favorite part of Hocus Pocus is the brother-sister relationship. And, like, I love my brother.
Yeah.
You know?
And you have a brother, too.
Yeah,
so
I have
that makes
a brother. I, like, always feel, like, I always put myself in as, like, Danny. Like, that's always how I feel when I watch it.
Aww.
And it just, like, makes me feel so, like, warm and cozy.
Warm and fuzzy. That's cute. That's cute. I like, that's a good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I had a brother, maybe I'd feel that way.
Yeah.
But I just
have Are there any good sister movies you like?
Twitches.
Okay.
sister movie. There's so many sister movies.
That's a twin sister movie.
I guess there's a lot of twins. But okay, 10 Things I Hate About You. Great sister movie.
Yeah.
That used to be one of my favorites for like such a long time. There's a lot of good sister stories, but there are a lot of twins.
Yeah.
Sisters always have to be twins for some reason.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
let's
that.
Unpack
let's
that.
Unpack that.
Let's unpack.
No, like, I will unpack that.
Yeah,
I
don't want to.
I don't, but like, you know. Yeah. You just know.
Yeah.
What are some other good sister movies?
I
mean, like, The Parent Trap, but like, also twins.
The Family Stone?
No. Oh, Hilda and Zelda. Great sisters.
Oh, from Spring Teenage Witch. Yeah. That is good. Good sister
good,
rep.
Good sister rep.
Yeah.
I like a good sister rep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was asking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 Perfect.
Oh so, my gosh. What are we starting House of Anubis?
Guys, we're starting House of Anubis. Get your Paramount Plus subscription out.
Let's literally go. And if you're me, you've had it purchased on Amazon Prime for years.
Oh, so true. So true.
So, okay, here's my question. Does that mean that we're going to finish this season with the touchstone of Ra, with the movie?
Yes. Unless you want to wait. That?
No, I want to.
Okay.
We have to. It's time to lay House of Anubis to rest. Wait, that actually makes me so sad.
I love that show so much.
I'm gonna start rewatching it. I'm really excited.
Every time I want to rewatch, I want to rewatch season two.
I know, season two is so milky. It's peak cinema.
It's literally it's so peak good. Cinema. Oh
like God. they deserved an EGOT for that season. Yeah. Like I'm not even lying.
Yeah.
I think we're really.
I think we're gonna have to pay more attention to the plot when we talk about them because I don't think anyone's watching
the third season. Sucks. Wow.
Yeah.
Everybody leaves and it's so sad.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's going to be worth it.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for watching or listening to this episode of Childhood Trash. You can find us at Childhood Trash Pod on TikTok and Instagram. You can follow Pia at Pia La Placa.
And you can follow Maggie at Maggie and Keating.
We'll see you in a couple Thursdays. Bye.